All right, motorcycle stories.
Yes.
AJ wants to get his motorcycle endorsement. He passed a test an hour ago of flying colors.
I did.
The oral.
Yes.
You are very good at the oral.
I'm very good at oral. Mm-hmm. Ask anyone.
And he's going to take the motorcycle thingy tomorrow in the parking lot.
Right, actually ride the bike.
So we thought, just share your stories. They don't have to be bad. They could be good. They could be whatever.
Build me up.
Advice?
Yes, advice. Love advice.
Yeah. 877-764-2535, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Marshall on the dam.
My cat?
Hey, good morning, crew.
Morning.
Hey. So this is back in the day, late 80s, just got out of the military.
Oh, thank you for your service. Thank you, sir.
Appreciated. I'm on a GPZ 750.
Okay.
Just crossed the Q Bridge. Another guy out in front of me on a... It wasn't a Harley, but it was that setup.
Yeah.
Big dude, probably 300 pounds.
Okay.
I'm not riding with him, but I'm right behind him.
There's a fat boy on a motorcycle.
Two fat boys together.
A tire, the carcass of the tire comes off and hits this dude in the shoulder.
Oh.
I'm like, are you freaking kidding me right now? I'm going to run this guy over. He shrugged it off and kept rolling. I could not believe it.
Damn, that guy can take a hit.
Wow.
Eyes open all the time.
Right. There was a skid mark in his pants, maybe, but that's about it.
I'm sure
how
was.
Big you are.
He was almost one in my pants.
Yeah. I don't care how big you are.
Yeah. Your underwear is suffering.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy poop.
Hey, be safe out there.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, brother.
You as well. Thank you.
Holy crap.
Damn, man.
Wow.
I always think about every time I pass an 18-wheeler, if that thing blows a tire, those big chunks come off.
Yeah. That'll take a car out, let alone a dude on a bike.
That'll take your head off.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
Damn, man.
And he just kept going.
Wow.
That's badass.
That's a tough dude. It'd be funny if Calvin going, ow! Anybody watching? No.
No, but if you're in a bar and you punch that guy, he's just going to look at you.
Yeah.
Like, I had a tire hit me in the shoulder.
Exactly. That all you
Please.
Got? That all you got? Right. And then you're on the way.
Go away, little boy.
Yeah.
Like, you flick it like a gnat.
All right, biker stories. Marcia in Norwalk.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning. Two very brief ones. AJ, don't wear lip gloss on your lips.
I wasn't planning to, but thank you.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you have fuzzy lips. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like you
become a fly strip.
Yeah.
I went to go get gas, and this man was looking at me like, you weirdo. I had a 250 Yamaha in 1980.
Yeah.
And his gnat stuck to both my lips.
Get a goatee all of a sudden?
Those gnats so nice.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Look natty.
And just one other quick one. When I was on the, before I had my bike, I was on my husband's back of his in Danbury on Route 7.
Uh-huh.
I had a halter top on, and bees got in my halter top.
Oh no.
So
you had boobies.
jumping back and forth on the throwaway. I'm like, pull over. And he's like, in a minute.
No, halter. No, pull over.
Ergo, watch the bugs.
Gotcha. I won't wear a halter either.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Both of them. Thank you, Marcia.
No halter top and no lip gloss.
I wasn't planning on, but thank you. You just cemented it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye.
I miss halter tops.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
Let's just say, like, they came off us and making sounds like balloon animals.
I guess the wearers didn't like them too much.
Yeah, I know. That bee, though, however, very adventurous.
My God.
Right.
By the way, this Sunday, if you're out on the island for our friends on Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the Long Island Abate Presents. The safety run in bike blessing, which
is
very cool.
Yeah.
Get that bike blessed.
Always.
It's happening Sunday. Registration starts at 9 a.m. at the H. Lee Dennison Building in Hopog. This Abate group, they do a lot of really great work for bikers.
They do.
They protect bikers. They fight for bikers. We'll put some information up on the shark.com. website.
Cool.
If you're on the island, you want to get your bike blessed on Sunday, have a nice ride.
Yeah.
The information will be on the Shark website. Darren, West Hampton Beach.
Morning, crew.
Hey, how you doing?
Just want to say
Riding is a great experience, a good way to unwind after a hard day, stuff like that. But funny story. Funny, kind of funny story. Riding to work on Sunrise Highway, heading out to the Hamptons. I'm driving in the, you know, I'm not going slow, about 70 miles an hour. Lady coming on the on-ramp in a, I can't remember what kind of car it was, but anyway, comes so close to just whacking me. So I move over, I go around, I look in the window to see what she's doing. Uh-huh. She's driving with her knees, eating a full bowl of cereal, looking me dead in the face like she's not doing anything wrong.
You gotta have the Captain
My
Crunch.
My best advice?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, just be careful.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta watch everything.
Right, look out for the cereal eaters, yes. She's a cereal killer. She killed your balls.
Thank you, brother. Oh my God.
Damn, man.
That's the thing with these people.
Yeah, not paying attention.
You know, they almost kill you. It's like, I got to go and look and see what's going on over here. Is this person stupid or not paying attention? And they're eating cereal like what?
They're both stupid and not paying attention.
They're both stupid.
Don't eat cereal while you're driving.
Don't. Yeah, that's stupid.
That's what a cereal bar is for.
You're not paying attention.
Eat one of those.
Oh, my God.
You got to eat.
Gus.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. Okay.
What do you got?
I have a little bit of advice.
Okay.
Do not sit on your nuts when you get on the bike.
Okay, I wasn't planning to.
Are your nuts that big?
Right.
How big are your nuts?
Depending on how old you are.
Yeah. Right. If they dangle,
okay, that's fair.
If they dangle, swing your hips forward so they fly forward. Then sit down quickly so they land perfectly on the seat.
Trust me, don't try to be a hero. It happens.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I plan to keep my nuts where they belong, yes.
There you go. Enjoy that bike.
Thank you. There's so much to learn.
Ski on the island.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day.
You too, man.
You too.
AJ,
yes.
Something not to do. It ended my bike career.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if it's legal in Connecticut, but in New York it's legal to split the lane at the red light, you know, between the cars.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was, you know, young and stupid, probably going a little too fast on a Ninja 1100.
Oops.
Revving the motor, splitting the lane, and I almost cursed. Somebody opened the door to dump the coffee.
Hmm.
Hit the door, opened the door, broke ribs, shoulder, arm.
That door.
And yet, the door, the bike destroyed.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Yeah, it's legal to do, but it's the stupidest thing to do.
Yeah, I plan on not going on as near stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
This is good advice.
You want to use your head,
advice,
you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, just stay out of the people's way, man, because they don't give two hecks about you. They don't care.
Somebody called yesterday and had good advice. Act like you're invisible.
Yes.
Yeah. So just stay safe and think three steps ahead. You'll stay alive.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to write that down.
All right, brother.
All right, Ski.
Good luck, man, and have fun.
Thanks.
All right, gentlemen.
Yep.
Good day.
All right. I should have reminded Ski that this Sunday there's a ride on the island. Registration is at 9 a.m. It's at the H. Lee Denison Building in Hauppauge.
Nice.
Then they're going to ride out to Riverhead Elks Lodge.
That's a nice ride.
It's a beautiful ride.
That's a nice ride.
I'll be out there.
Cool.
So come on by and say hello.
Nice.
I'm going out there with the Trantola and Trantola boys.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll link up on the Shark website. Let's go over here. Christina in Oakville.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's not a personal bike story, but it's about the kindness of bikers. So my sister and I were born premature back in 1986, and we ended up having cerebral palsy, and my parents couldn't afford the surgeries to, you know, get our legs fixed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So a whole bunch of bikers had a charity thing, and they raised like a ton of money so we could get our surgeries.
It's the most beautiful, generous community ever.
100%.
Yeah,
yep. The bike community is very, very generous.
Very
behind you.
Yeah. Generous.
Yep.
So, go bikers.
Yes. Go bikers.
God bless them.
Yeah,
thank you.
Noted. Yeah, it doesn't need to be an accident story. It could be, you know.
Exactly.
How you were touched by a biker.
Right.
You know, in a positive way.
Exactly right.
Not punched.
I'm like, wait, what?
Right. Or like crashing through your door at a red light. You know, none of those.
But most of the time you deserve you to get punched.
Yeah. That is true.
Just saying, yeah.
Renee.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Earth to Renee.
Come in, Renee. Don't walk away, Renee.
All right, we'll come back. Pickles.
Oh, boy.
All right, two quick crash stories for you. Okay. My brother had a crotch rocket, just having a little fun around a small, tight curve at 20, goes to open it up, speed through the turn,
uh-huh.
loses the back tire, high sides it.
Slid out, yep.
So at 20 miles an hour, you know, he's not having a good day, all road rash.
Yeah.
You don't realize, you know, how much, even at a slow speed, destroy yourself.
Yep.
Same turn, same fun, myself, wearing the track suit, and I was just mad that I dumped my bike. I got up unscathed, so I don't care that they make fun of me, what I look like.
Yeah.
Get the gear. It's worth it.
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Proper gear is key, yep.
You know, it's no accident bikers wear leather jackets.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's probably the safest.
And the pants, too.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
I look good in chaps.
But anyway.
I see good some look. People, and everybody does their own thing.
Yeah.
But I see some people with shorts and flip-flops riding the bike with a t-shirt.
I do, too.
I'm like, dude.
Man.
Dude. That's a lot of sand pebbles to pick out of you.
Yeah, if your skin stays on.
Or Connecticut. Yeah. And no helmets.
Yeah.
Insane.
Oh, and New York's the same, right? No helmets? Does New York?
No. I think New York's helmet mandatory.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, New York, you need it.
It's mandatory, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Here it's optional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm wearing a helmet. I got to protect this knock.
There you go.
You know, because it's
you need that. It's all you got.
Right.
That and your feet.
It's absolutely on my mind.
All right. Thank you, Pickles.
Yes.
Richard.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
I am fine, thank you.
All right. Well, AJ, good luck. I will... years ago, you did not need a license in the state of Connecticut to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
They used to rent them. You could go and rent them. And after people got drunk and drive them into everything, they invoked a license law. So
right. They blew
when
it,
I turned
yeah.
16, I got one of the first licenses in Connecticut. Hopped on my motorcycle, drove to motor vehicle. The inspector came out, had no clue what to do. Says, go up the street and then come back. So I went up, did a U-turn in the middle of the street, came back, and got my license.
Nice.
Advice for you is I have traveled all over the country by motorcycle. I also belonged to a social group at one time.
Smooth.
That we would have like 50 to 100 motorcyclists in a pack, which
wow.
was interesting and a lot of fun.
Wow.
I've been hit by a car, another motorcycle, and even a pedestrian.
Oh.
If I had a great time, lots of experiences, but today with everyone driving an SUV or a pickup truck
with their
they
cell
have
phone.
No clue what they're doing
yep.
and they're on their phone.
Eating a bowl of cereal.
All I can do is stress extreme caution if you choose to do it.
Oh, I intend to. Yeah. Oh, I trust nobody.
It's a drag.
I trust no one. Trust
it's
signal. I trust nobody. I got to see you going to that turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you get a chance and you get like I would on one of my excursions out west where it's just completely different, as you know, than in the Northeast.
What a space.
I got into a race once. There was just two of us on the road, me and a Porsche, on Route 69 going south in Oklahoma.
Damn.
And it was cool. Neither one of us could get quite beyond the other, but we were easily topping 120. But there's nothing out there.
Yeah, no.
There are animals that can cross the road.
Yeah, like an armadillo or a prairie dog or something.
In Texas, yes, for the armadillo.
Yeah.
Also, I think to look out for again out west, low flying birds. It was weird. I said, why are all these birds dead on the side of the road?
Right.
Well, it's so flat out there, they fly 3 feet off the road.
Right, looking for dead things.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
all right, Richard.
Really, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Extreme caution.
Of course.
Not a great information in that call. Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
And he rode everywhere.
Low flying birds. Watch out for that one.
That's another one.
Yeah. Just birds in general, man. They poop on you.
I forgot where the hell it was from. Oh, no. Wasn't it Fabio? Fabio was on a roller coaster and got hit in the face with a bird.
That picture is still fantastic.
It's still in my brain.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It looked like his nose was broken.
Right in the mush. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That was never part of my fear riding a roller coaster, and then it instantly became one.
Yeah, now we're a face mask.
Jesus.
We're a face mask.
I didn't even know that could happen.
Dave.
Yeah, hey, AJ, did you take a rider safety course by any chance?
I plan to.
He will.
I plan to, yeah.
Yeah. very valuable. My story is years and years ago. I ride a cruiser now. I'm with a riding group.
Cool.
Have an HD. Yeah, it's nice. You get together like the other guy was saying. They have like group. There's a group ride coming up on the 16th. They do a bike night every Thursday.
I mean, where's the group? Where's the group ride? Is that open to the public?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's the American Legion 20 out of Terryville.
Okay.
On the 16th.
Email me the info. I've been there. Yeah.
Okay. It's 16 is doing their spring ride, and then every Thursday they do a bike night. But anyway, my story, years and years ago, I had a different type of a bike, a Rice Rocket, whatever.
Yeah.
Had a helmet, and you know, I was real cocky. On the back of the helmet, I put A positive, APOS, my blood type, TEE, real funny.
Oh, geez.
yeah. Well, anyway, it was hot, so I put the visor up. And I got on the highway. I was in Farmington. I jumped on 84 like you're heading towards Waterbury.
Uh-huh.
And the visor was up, and I had my sunglasses on.
Oh, no.
And I'm only like 5 or 10 car lengths behind a dump truck.
Oh, no.
And I'm going along, just, you know, life is grand. And I see a flipping rock come off this thing.
Oh, and you watched it come right into your face?
It hit me. My right eye, in the lens.
Oh, I'm getting shot.
It was crazy. My head went up, my head went down, and I'm like, oh my God. And I pulled over and I'm shaking. And I look, I took the glasses off. There's a little tiny nick on there. There were polycarbonate gargoyles. I had the commercial where you can, they put a BB or a pellet and it won't break the glasses. My advice, stay the hell away from dump trucks.
Oh, I plan to. I don't care.
It was like a slow motion movie. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What are the odds?
All right.
But yep. that I'll never forget.
I wouldn't.
But again, as far as the safety riding course, I don't know what kind of bike you're getting. Know your motorcycle. Know the extremes. Okay, know how you can brake. Sometimes you have to brake. Sometimes you have to downshift. Sometimes you have to accelerate.
That's an experienced rider. He used to ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Dirt bikes.
Well, dirt bikes are not street bikes. Dirt bikes are a totally different animal.
Yeah, I've ridden lighter. Some street bikes too, though.
Yeah, but if you can go on a long distance ride, go through different things, just, you know, be careful.
Of course.
Thank you, Dave. We got to wrap it up.
Of course, man.
Okay.
That eye story is amazing,
yeah,
by the way.
Thank God. That's
amazing.
Yeah.
And you still have both eyes. Ah, man.
That's amazing.
That's, and the slow motion of it, you see it coming.
Wow.
Thank you, Dave. Be safe, brother. Appreciate it. And just a reminder, Sunday on the island for the folks listening to us on the Shark.
Cool.
9 a.m. at the H. Lee Dennison Building. It's a safety deal and a blessing of the bikes, a safety run and bike blessing.
Yeah.
H. Lee Dennison Building. Going to ride from Hop Hog to Riverhead Elks Lodge. And thanks to Abate for putting this on.
Absolutely.
They rally and work hard for our bikers.
Good people.
Yeah.